Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Uy, kamusta na? Siege Tantengo Malolos here, host of 5 Minutes Lang. Thanks for joining us for our first season and learning with us about fun topics like building confidence, staying fit, and hitting career milestones. But today, I'd like us to talk about something more serious. Okay lang ba? If you're listening to this show, you care about self-improvement and reaching your full potential. But that's not always sunshine and rainbows. Did you know that 1 in 3 women experience physical or sexual violence at least once in their lifetime? And that in most cases, the perpetrator is an intimate partner. 1 in 3 women means that chances are you already know someone who is experiencing violence. Baka kaklase mo, baka kaibigan mo, baka kapamilya mo. Hindi man nila sabihin, pero nariyan sila. And gender-based violence can take many forms. Physical, emotional, mental, even financial. Together with UN Women, I'm here to remind you that there is no excuse for violence. Kat Alano is a beacon of courage in this movement. At a live storytelling event called Standing Up, Stories of Courage and Resilience, the former VJ and TV host shared her story. This may be hard to hear, but please, listen to her story.
I was on a noontime show from Monday to Saturday. I was famous. And just as I was starting to get into this new, shiny, beautiful life that I just made for myself, I was drugged and I was raped in my own apartment by a fellow celebrity.
Like so many women, Kat didn't feel like she could speak up until 9 years later.
I see on the news that 3 other women have come out and said that they have been raped by the same man. And it was like a nightmare. And the thing that horrified me the most was he wasn't being canceled. In fact, the women who had come out were being vilified in the media and bashed on social media like crazy. And I decided that whatever platform I had, I needed to use it to speak up to defend these women.
At first, Kat didn't even share her own experience with the same man. She only said that people didn't know who a rapist could be, that it could be anyone, that people needed to step back before judging the women. And yet, Kat became the new target for the hatred. And then, she was blacklisted from the industry. Meanwhile, the man who had done this to her was still on TV, getting even richer, more famous, more powerful. And over time, Kat realized she needed to speak up and share her own story.
And on the day that I decided to do it, I was absolutely terrified. I didn't want to do it anymore. I was at home crying, like, why is this my problem? Why do I have to fix this? You know, I was even begging God. I said, God, please don't make me be the person who has to do this. Please, I'm too scared.
But she did it anyway. I remember that day. I remember hearing Kat's story and feeling despair. Why does this keep happening to women? But also feeling heard, feeling seen. And I will always be grateful and look up to Kat for speaking up even when it was tough. Especially when it was tough.
I was shedding my celebrity image and I was breaking free. So I decided to go to this event in the mountains, and this woman, she's standing next to me, and I freak out and think, what does she want? Is she gonna attack me? Is she his fan? Is she gonna bash me? What's gonna happen? And she says to me, Miss Kat, can I take a picture with you, please? And I breathe a sigh of relief and I say, oh my gosh, of course, let's take a picture together, of course, let's take a picture. So we took a picture, and as she was walking off, she suddenly yelled, breaking free! And just like that, I wasn't alone anymore.
Since then, Kat has become more than a celebrity. She became an advocate. Kat founded Empower, a nonprofit organization that aims to end the stigma around rape and sexual abuse. She speaks at schools, works with embassies, and is a voice for women nationwide. How can you stand up to violence? Call it out when you see it. If you hear sexist jokes or comments, don't stay silent. And if you know someone who might be experiencing violence or is a survivor, offer your support and listen. Let the people around you know that if they experience violence, they can turn to you. Promote safe spaces, whether it's at school, work, or in your community. Advocate for environments where survivors can safely speak out. Educate yourself and those around you. Understanding consent and respectful relationships is key. Also, utilize resources and support systems. There are helplines, counseling services, and legal aid available for those affected by gender-based violence, including sexual violence. In our journey to build a safer world without gender-based violence, solidarity and accountability should be our guiding stars. By supporting each other emotionally and fighting against harmful ideas, while ensuring that the perpetrators, the wrongdoers, face fair consequences, we do three things. We help survivors, we stop future harm, and we make our society safer. Use UN Women's hashtag, No Excuse, to take a stand against violence. This episode was written by me, Sage Tantengo Malolos, and Reynald Ramirez, with creative support from Carl Javier, production assistance by Macy Hoven, and editing by Mark Casillan. To stay updated with our show and discover more podcasts, follow Puma Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and X.